Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. Clothed in rainbow of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder, blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Ooh. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will the creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. Praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you. You know, so many times we get caught up in transitions up here, and I'm like looking over my shoulder and my phone's gone black, and I'm like, oh gosh, do I have 2 minutes? Do I have 1 minute? But if we just take a minute of silence or 30 seconds and just listen to God's creation, I think that's what he wants to speak to us this morning. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. I will adore you.
Well, good morning, church. Ah, there you go. It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord. And all of us with our toes in the sand, we kind of got a front row seat to the grand ballroom. So never, ever get tired of looking at his masterpiece. My name's Doug Hill. I got the privilege of being your host today at the 8 a.m. service, and you all are sitting in what we call the no judgment zone. That just means you come as you are. You worship in ways you're comfortable worshiping. You can stay seated, you stand up, you can raise your hands in the air, you can throw a couple amens or hallelujahs up this way, which we really do like, but just kind of be yourself. I'd like to also do a special good morning to all the folks who are watching us online. We now stream the service on the website, hopeonthebeach.com, and if you go to the website and scroll down, you will find today's worship folder. So all you folks, you can just follow right along with us on the beach, and please, please, please post something. Don't show us pictures of you next to the air conditioner. It's a little warm down here, and even Christians can get a little snarky. But we just like to acknowledge you and thank you for joining us here on the beach. If you could take a moment and open up your worship folder, you will see this blue connection card. I'd ask you all to fill it out with information you're comfortable filling, you know, sharing with us. If you put your address down, I can promise you that the Hope on the Beach party van will not show up with 20 Christian revelers looking for a free meal. But we would just like to know who you are, where you're from, how you heard about Hope, and any reason why you're worshiping with us today. Because you know, we just think God, that you're a gift from God, and you and me and everyone sitting here, we're all here for a reason. We got a pretty simple mission statement at Hope. It's called Every Day, Each and Every Day. We look to awaken hearts to Jesus. And we think God is here right now, and he's going to maybe tug on you a little bit today. That's what we want. We want you to be involved and listen and really open up your hearts to the message. My good friend, Steve Rice, who also has a rather lofty title next to his name here at Hope as the Director of Ministries, is going to be giving us a very poignant and powerful message today. And he kind of gave me a little tickle on it. He said it's about weakness, you know, real and perceived weaknesses, how that can cripple us, how we kind of maybe sit back a little bit, but where each and every one of us can go every day and take those weaknesses and convert them into heart-awakening strengths. So I'm inviting all of you to stand. Let's worship. You know, put all your distractions aside. God's here. Listen to these songs. Sing these songs, these heart-awakening songs. So let's just fill the beach with our voices. Amen?
When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see you. Victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, power in the mighty name of Jesus, and every war he wages, he will win. And I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how the story ends. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. fate are never enough. You came along and put me back together. And every desire is now satisfied.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures, flaws. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley.
We good? Oh, there it is. Now, Lord, let's do that again, shall we? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be in such a beautiful place and in your presence. And so we come before you, thanking you for hearing us, for joining us today. We invite you, Lord, to our hearts, to our minds. Speak to us and touch us in your mighty way. We surrender ourselves to you this morning in this place. And may we learn from Bartimaeus what you would have us to know in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be seated. It's good to see you on the beach this morning. Welcome to Hope. We're glad to have you with us. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone, probably this happened more like at a job interview, and the interviewer, amongst the questions, asks you, so what do you think your greatest weakness is? Now, if you're like me, my first thought is, I'm not telling you. That's like interviewing for a retail job, Charlie, and I tell them I'm a kleptomaniac. Not a good plan. We keep our weaknesses to ourselves, don't we? In fact, sometimes we keep them so deep that nobody knows what they are. And we spend maybe years denying that we even have them. But we know we do. And generally, those fears, those hiccups in our life, those hesitations we have, those things that scare us the most, when do they attack? Most of the time, right before we go to sleep. We lay down, we're trying to get the brain to shut off, and all of a sudden here comes some awful thought, and now I can't sleep because I just got to deal with this. And our fears just seem to continue to hang with us. So we're going to look at a guy by the name of Bartimaeus. If it's easier for you, you can call him Bart today. That's fine. But Bartimaeus was a guy who sat just outside of Jericho and begged for a living. So every day, his family would come, bring Bartimaeus to a place, and he would sit and he would beg. So let's look at this story in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. The scripture's in your bulletin, as well as the outline for the message this morning. Let's look at this scripture. And they came to Jericho. That is Jesus and his entourage. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. What a great story. And it ends victorious. But I want us to look at this little story, and I want to see what we can learn from Bartimaeus. Because we start with point number one. We all have weaknesses. Now again, you may keep them to yourself. You may not have even told your spouse about that attitude you have, or about that little habit that you can't get rid of but you want to keep secret. Or you may fight the same temptation over and over. Or maybe it's guilt or something in your past that makes you weak. And by that, I don't mean inferior to anybody. I don't mean that you can't be a good father, a good husband. I don't mean you can't be a good person. But what I'm saying is we all have a nagging weakness in our life that maybe keeps us from being everything God wants us to be. We're like Bartimaeus. He, don't you think, got tired of begging every day? Don't you think he got tired of being overlooked, rejected, maybe even some unkind things being slurred his way? Because we need to remember, in this time in which Bartimaeus lived, his blindness was attached to sin. The belief was that he was blind because of sin in his life or his family. So it wasn't like today when folks who face blindness or other infirmities have support systems, have organizations they can go to for help. Society has changed some of the rules to make it easier for them to maneuver. We can seek help with our weakness. But in Bartimaeus' day, it was only faced with judgment, ridicule. And every day, he got up and he came and he sat for basically the same experience every day. You ever get tired of your weakness? You ever get weary? I was working the last couple of days that made me be on my keyboard at the computer a lot. And if you've gotten bored at your computer board, get your hands to start shaking like mine do and see how good you spell. How many word correction has nothing on me, man. I can make up words in no time. Then you got to back up. You got to fix it. And at one point yesterday, it's hard to even hold the mouse still. So it's flying all over the page. And all I want is the little arrow to go in the box. Just go in the box. It's flying all over the place. And at one point, I have to admit, I just took my hand off everything, sat back in the chair, and said, man, I'm tired. I'm tired of this weakness. I'm tired of carrying this. Now, it may not seem like much to you if you don't have these little tremors that I do. And I admit, it's not life-changing until you want to eat soup. Good luck to you. I got it. Once I was in a restaurant, because they get worse sometimes. Once I'm in a restaurant, having Judy feed me soup across the table. There you go. You get tired. You probably have a weakness you're tired of. You probably face something every single day that you wish you didn't have to face. You're tired of that. You just wish you could get it to go away. Bartimaeus is in that spot. And he's sitting in the hot sun where he sits every day. And he is empowered, limited, crippled by his weakness. And as he's sitting there, he hears Jesus is coming by. He hears that. Sitting against the wall. His ears perk up. Because, letter A, we must recognize our need for deliverance through Christ. Jesus is the answer to your weakness. You say, well, he hadn't healed your tremors. No. And you remember that Paul said he had a thorn in his flesh and he asked the Lord to get rid of it. And the Lord said, nah. My grace is sufficient. Sometimes we have to play through our weaknesses. But God's grace is there to help us through it. He doesn't answer every prayer. He doesn't say yes to fixing every weakness. But if we're going to be fixed, it's going to take Jesus. If we're going to get over that attitude, if we're going to get over that guilt, if we're going to be delivered from that nasty habit, it's going to take Jesus. We're going to need to recognize the world can't offer us a help. The world tries. We have talk shows. We got Dr. Phil. We got all kinds of folks who try to help. But deliverance, being set free, getting away from it, having it leave my life, that's up to Jesus. And Bartimaeus knows that's the truth. Bartimaeus knows because of his faith that Christ is the answer. And so as he hears that Jesus is coming by, Bartimaeus begins to shout. Here comes his ticket. This crowd is following Jesus. I got to make sure Jesus knows where I am. And so he begins to call out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, the disciples who are in the habit of protecting Jesus and many others in the crowd begin to tell him to tone it down. Be quiet. Don't bother Jesus. Now let me tell you something, church. We sometimes can get that habit. We sometimes can get that attitude where folks around us in their weakness are looking for an answer, even our own weakness, and we think we shouldn't bother Jesus with it. Let me tell you something. I want you to hear me straight, and I want you to take it home with you. Jesus cares where you are. Bartimaeus didn't have to call for Jesus. He knew where he was. Bartimaeus had to call to let Jesus know, I'm counting on you. Have mercy. And the folks around him, including Jesus' right and left-hand men, are saying, hey, quiet. And I love Bartimaeus. You see what he did? Jesus' crowd is saying, be quiet. And Bartimaeus says, oh, sure. Hey, Jesus! Even louder. Son of David, have mercy on me. We are responsible for calling to Jesus. Bartimaeus called for Jesus because of his faith. He called for Jesus in his faith. You see, how else would he know to even call for Jesus? He has faith, and he's trying to demonstrate it. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content. Are you catching this? I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because suddenly I'm walking in God's strength. Suddenly my weakness has brought me to a place where I begin to depend upon God. Are you there? Have you gotten to that place where you're willing to let God handle your weakness? Instead of battling every day, instead of home remedies, instead of calling your sister and see what she thinks you ought to do, instead of your neighbors telling you, you know, I had an uncle once that had that, and he just started eating ice cream. Ooh, sounds good to me. Probably won't help me, but I can eat ice cream. We get help from a lot of places, but there's only one place that can deliver, and that's Jesus. He's it. And so Bartimaeus is calling out, but number two, Bartimaeus is surrounded by discouraging voices. He's got people all around him telling him to stop bugging Jesus. You ever hear those? Have you ever run into discouraging voices? Are you ever pressured by folks you respect, love? Maybe even people you don't even know who want to ask you, you really believe in prayer? You think God's listening? God's got a lot of fish to fry. He's got a world in chaos. He's got nations at war. There are folks with worse problems than what you got. You really think you should be taking that to Jesus? You actually put that need on the prayer list? You bet I did. He's surrounded by people telling him to be quiet. The world is full of voices trying to distract us from the faith. There's people all around us. Some of them mean so much to us. And they mean well. They're trying to make us feel better. And they don't want us to misplace our hope. They don't want us to waste our time waiting on someone that they think won't help. I was in college with one of my very good friends. And Ted and I decided to double date. Not he and I, but we each had a girl. We all went to dinner. And his girlfriend asked me, "So what do you think you're going to do when we graduate?" I said, "Well, I already do it. I'm a preacher. I'm going to keep preaching." She said, "Can I ask a question?" "Sure." "Why would you spend your life asking people to do something they don't want to do?" And I kind of laughed. Of course, you didn't know me then. This may be hard for some of you to believe because I'm such a sweet guy now. But in all the sarcasm I could muster, I said, "Because they don't know what I know. And they need to know what I know." And she just looked at me with a mix of, "What an idiot," and "You gotta be kidding me. You think you know more than everybody?" I know more than everybody who doesn't know Jesus. That I know. And the church needs to come to that place where we recognize, in the face of discouraging words, "You don't know what I know. You wouldn't tell me to back away from Jesus if you knew what I know. If you knew who I know." So we can often be discouraged, and folks can try to distract us, but Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll make straight your paths." We demonstrate faith by trusting and waiting on Jesus. Don't you love to wait? It's your favorite thing, isn't it? I get 6 calls a week reminding me of my dermatologist appointment, which is a month away. This is a courtesy call. Not really. But I get these reminder calls to be sure and make my appointment. It's at this time. Get here 15 minutes late. Why? So I can wait 30 minutes to get in? Why don't you get here 15 minutes early? Let's see how that works. We don't like to wait. We've just about figured out how to make everything instant. You can order online meals that'll come to the porch and put them in the microwave. 2 minutes later, you can eat them. or eat the cardboard they came in. They're about the same. But we got instant gratification. We like things now, baby. We want them now. And sometimes the Lord wants us to wait. And we demonstrate our faith by trusting in Him. Bartimaeus did. He begged every day in order to eat. But when he had a chance to call out to Jesus, he took it. Let's get to the finish. Our memory verse is this. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Our faith grows through the word. Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus. And when Jesus said, "What do you want me to do?" He said, "I want you to fix my weakness. I want to recover my sight. I want to see, Jesus." You see, the disciples are telling him to be quiet. He ignores them. And Jesus all of a sudden stops. And our text said, he said to the disciples, "Call him. Go get him." Jesus heard him. And he answered him, "What do you want me to do?" Bartimaeus knew exactly what he wanted to do. And he tells him. John 10 says this. "He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." You see, Bartimaeus, a man of faith, and Jesus, the Son of God, made a connection. Jesus heard him, stopped and answered him. And Bartimaeus got specific. I have some good news for you. I have gospel good news for you. You can stop being defeated. You can know. Yes, K-N-O-W. You can know that Jesus hears you. He hears you. There's a connection. If you have faith in your heart and life, if you have received what God has called you to, if you are striving to follow Christ, He hears you. Your calls aren't going unanswered. Your prayers aren't being stuck at the ceiling. God hears you. But we have to trust and we have to wait. Because here's the good news. And I love the way our text says it. Jesus says to Bartimaeus at the end of our text, verse 52, Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus, go. Your faith has made you well. Faith in what? Faith how? Bartimaeus already was a man of faith. He knew to call out to Jesus, and he called out to Jesus. But in the midst of his weakness, he went to work every day and begged for food. He kept going through the life he was given, dealing with his weakness. And suddenly on that magical day, Jesus came by and he called him and he stopped. Listen, Jesus hears you. You're not forsaken. You're not just doomed to carry that weakness. God may not choose to deliver you today. God may say, like Paul, my grace is sufficient. But Paul still knew Jesus heard him. I got an answer. Jesus is with me in the midst of what I'm doing. Jesus is with me. Bartimaeus, don't you know his heart jumped up when Jesus said, bring him here. Go get him. Now, Bartimaeus, remember now, is blind. I don't think it's a good idea for him to jump up and get all happy, jumping, excited, and bang his head into the cement wall he's standing by. No, let the guys help you. Let's get you to Jesus. Sometimes our excitement should be overwhelming to just know Jesus and I are on the same page. He's got me. He hears me. I don't know what you're walking through today, but I can tell you Jesus has got you. He hears you. And here's what I love. Your faith made you well. Did he mean just because you're a believer? No. Did he mean even because you called out to me? I don't think so. Because a lot of times in desperation, we can call out to God. I think the faith that Bartimaeus showed that Jesus saw and gave him healing was the fact that Bartimaeus trusted and waited for Jesus. Jesus is saying, you waited for me. Bartimaeus, you called to me. I see that faith. You trusted me. Do you know that God wants to be trusted by you? He wants you to trust him. And not because he's almighty, not because he's God on a throne room. He wants you to trust him because he loves you. Those of you that are parents, then you want your kids to trust you. Trust you. Why? Because you love them. And here's what Bartimaeus does. Number five. Bartimaeus continued to follow Jesus. The last part of our last verse says, he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Once Bartimaeus could see where he's going, he wanted to go with Jesus. Is that your heart today? Do you want to follow Jesus? 1 John 2 says, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. We need to follow the Lord. We need to follow him along the way like Bartimaeus did. Is that your heart today? I want to invite you to hear from God today as he calls you to come follow him. Maybe today it would be for the very first time to receive faith that God calls you to. Maybe it's the first time. Maybe it's a commitment to follow him more closely. Maybe to finally surrender that weakness to him. Maybe you just need to take another step with the Lord. And you're willing today to do that. You may want to follow the Lord in baptism. We're going to have baptism right after this service. Our brother Christian is going to be baptizing. Love for some of you to come, and all of you come, stay by the shore, witness the baptism. If you'd like to be baptized, we can do that as quick as today. Christian's already going to be wet anyway. And we got lots of water. But if that's your heart, come see me. Talk to me. Let me know that. We'll work it out. If not today, another day. We at Hope want you to hear the Lord and follow Him. Let's pray together. Father, we are so grateful that we are not alone in our struggles. We are so grateful that we are not abandoned to our weaknesses. And we don't have to be defeated by our weaknesses. We can have victory by trusting and waiting on you. Help us to trust today in a deeper way, perhaps, than we ever have before. May we declare our trust in you. Continue to call our hearts, Lord, and allow us to hear you so that we may follow you along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Now let's pray the way we've been taught. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.
Wow, 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 Steve. That one really hit home. And thank you for the message. I'm afraid to ask for a show of hands of people who have been in my private nightclub called the 3 a.m. Night Sweats. My wife will say, stop thrashing, just pray. So I go, okay. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. Because believe me, the dawn is coming, and he is the light that gets you out of the darkness. So we are all called to respond to these messages that we hear, and one of the ways we can respond is with our offerings. So it's a time with kind of unbridled gratitude that we just say thank you to God for all the bounty that he's given us, for being the light in the darkness. And so in your worship folders, you will see an offering envelope. And there's many ways you can give. You can put your offering in the envelope. There's going to be gentlemen or people, I shouldn't just say, we only don't have guys doing this, coming through the crowd with blue buckets. You can drop it in that. There's a QR code on there. You can go to hopeonthebeach.com and learn how to give there. Back to the connection card. On the back of the connection card, you will see the part about baptism. There's a QR code there. Steve kind of covered that. There's some events. You can take a look at, check off some of the things you want to join us in. We do a Men of Iron breakfast. You know, they say you can tell a lot about a man on a golf course. You can tell a whole lot about a man at the Men of Iron breakfast who's really telling the truth, whether they made the breakfast or their wives made the breakfast. And that's tricky. But there's also a place for your prayer requests, and we'd be honored to take those prayers back up. We got some prayer warriors who do a heck of a job in praying over your particular needs. In the worship folder, you will open it up. You'll see a couple things I want to bring your attention to. On the back is a calendar. You're smart people. You can read a calendar. You can see when things are happening. Tomorrow night, there is a partners meeting. I did it last week. It's fantastic. It lets you get in there and know a lot about Hope, where we've been, where we're going, and you can commit to being, you know, our partner and really joining in. I think the fun and the excitement of what's going on at Hope on the Beach. Let me just do one more little bit of house cleaning, and I think that's just about it. I think, Sam, we're going to invite everybody to stand up and worship again. The gentleman coming through the Blue Bucket Brigade, and again, let's fill the voice the beach with our voices and worship the Lord.
See is a battle. You see my victory. And all I see is the mountain. You see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. Nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So if you turn to the front of your handouts, we are now doing the first song there, in case you're wondering where we are. So you can follow along. So when I fight,
I fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Belong to you. battle belongs to you. And God, we thank you that you are trustworthy, Lord, that you are the most trustworthy being in the universe, and you have designed us to rely on you, God, and we thank you for that. So as y'all go forth from here today, receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May he look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. See you next week. We're also receiving any volunteers that would like to help us tear down today.